when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer currently writing over at Pop Heist about reality TV and more. And we are covering Love is Blind Season 8, Minneapolis. It is quite a switch up from what we just had on Love is Blind. And this time we're also switching up. My co-host for this series is Princess Weeks. Hi, Princess.
Hi, friend. So good to see you. So glad to be here to talk about this very, very interesting season of Love is Blind.
Yes, I'm glad too to have you. And our guest for this first 6-episode drop is Sabaya Broderick from Survivor 45. Hi, Sabaya.
And we're back. Hi.
And we're back.
Always happy to be here. Right.
Happy to have you. I guess my first question to both of you is, like, what was even your impression of what Minneapolis could be before we started this season?
I mean, I know that that particular city that they're recording it in is, like, the most diverse city in that area, and for it to still be that way is very interesting. But then I do think about it, like, I would not subject my West Indian family to the Love is Blind experience. So I understand. Sometimes I'm like, maybe the people just don't want to be played in their face like that. So I have to give grace that maybe we just were like, nah. But it was interesting to see just how similar a lot of people are. Everyone's dad got the same name.
Yo.
Everyone has the same kind of career. So, you know, I'm not surprised that there was some Instagram confusion towards the end. I'll just say that.
How about you, Sabaya?
It's giving. I agree. Also, my dad is Jamaican, so I understand exactly what you mean. But yeah, like, everything was just kind of vanilla, for lack of a better, you know, term. Even when I was watching, I was just kind of like, okay, like, I'm kind of waiting on spark. There were some people that were like, oh, that's cute, you know, but it wasn't necessarily as heavy hitting as some of the other cities that we've had coming in, which might be good. Maybe, I mean, sometimes, you know, no news is good news. Sometimes, mm-hmm. like, maybe that means that all these couples are going to end up, you know, actually going the distance, and they just don't have a lot of chop early on, which is cool. But a lot of the personalities, like, everybody kind of talks like this, and it's very, like, and I'm just like, okay, like, where are the highs and lows in your voice even? It was very mono.
We can just get into it. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Maybe one of the calmest. I have a feeling.
She's an Aries. Love that for her.
Monica is an Aries. She matched up with Joey, the Taurus. There's not much to say. I mean, Monica's dad's from Chile. That's, like, the most interesting part. She tried to teach this white boy some moves in the pods. So she's trying to get that culture. And Monica was hunched over the whole entire time they first met. She could have easily tackled him.
Like, I know. They're so on paper a match.
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like they have, like, that even quirkiness to both of them. Like, I think that there's going to be a lot of laughter in their, you know, their relationship. It's pretty spot on the nose. Like, I really can't see it going, quote unquote, bad. I mean, I know that's, like, kind of like a knock on wood situation, but they seem like cookie cutter perfect.
Yeah. She also was so hype about his hair.
Yeah.
He is growing it out to donate it, but I don't know if he might end up having to keep it because she immediately wanted to style it. She was like, let's get a man bun up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Literally, the first thing that I said when I saw him was he needs a haircut. Like, and I felt bad once
he doesn't know how to maintain it.
Right. Like, I'm like, his face and his jawline, like, he has such a flattering, like, shape to his face.
Yeah.
I feel like his hair being so straight and round, it makes it look bad. When if he had like a, I don't know, what the like a tapered type situation,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it would do wonders for his. It would like bump him up on the scale. Like, but
yeah.
I mean, he's growing it for a good cause, so that made me kind of like stand down a little bit. I was like, be nice.
He also makes me think of Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Oh my God.
That's so real.
The whole time I'm like, what is it? What it look like? And that's exactly what he looked like. It's giving Sunshine. Oh my God. Thank you for saying that. Because he said he played football, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, he was homeschooled and a weirdo until they found out he can play football. America
They'll do that.
Is stupid.
Right.
America's social hierarchy is so stupid.
I'll say my only thing is, like, whenever a man is self-described as a golden retriever, I'm always just like, who said that to you, though? Who told you that?
Oh.
It's like when people say, like, I'm a people pleaser. It's like, who's pleased by you, though?
Yeah.
Elaborate. I'm excited for them. Monica and Joey, friends, you know, love that. But I'm also just like, when they're so sweet, when they're so sweet at the beginning, I know my inner white girl came in. I was like, "Oh, Joey and Monica, yes, okay." They never made that reference, so I felt like I outwitted them in that moment. But I'm always nervous about the couple that seems so perfect at the very beginning because it's like, what's gonna shake it up? There's gonna be something.
Right.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I still feel like they're probably the safest. I feel like the first one that gets to reveal each other are usually a safe bet, but there's always something. Let's go to Ben the Lion Libra. Ben the Libra and, Monica, no, Sarah. I don't know why I have that wrong. But
oh,
I can
yeah, Sarah
look
Carton.
Up. Sarah might be a Capricorn. That sign might still be right. Because what was Monica? Monica was the Aries. So, yeah, it's Sarah, but she's Capricorn, Ben the Libra. I felt like Ben was acting the whole entire time.
The rumor mill's already been spinning about Ben on TikTok and everything. I don't want to, like, get into it too much because I know that's, like, spoilers or whatever. But, like, to me, this entire relationship, I just felt like Sarah was so adamant about, like, oh, I care about, like, my sister. And what he said, oh, I know those kind of people.
Yo!
And then he said it again, and I was like,
he keeps saying that community. This is that community.
Yeah.
And she was shook, but she wanted her man. And I'm like, and that's what will get a white woman every time, child.
Exactly. She keeps talking about, well, I can teach you. This grown man does not need any lessons. Like, these women are acting like, these men know to act dumb to get what they want, and these women kind of want them to act dumb so they can get along and get what they want. This was ridiculous because, he can't even say the word gay, lesbian, LGBTQ.
Right.
He can't say any
no
of
opinion on
Black
George
Lives
Floyd.
Matter.
Yeah.
That's what I was just about to say, the whole Black Lives Matter situation where she was like, I feel like that's kind of a big deal that you don't know anything about, these. I mean, for Sarah, obviously being on the more liberal side of the house, you know what I'm saying? Well, at least it appears to be that way. You know, people are who they are behind closed doors. But, like, to go and meet his family and, like, the nerve that could exist in that space, like, I don't know. I don't see them making it just because not to say that you can't have more conservative views like from your partner or whatever, but this doesn't seem like conservative versus liberal. This seems like a little bit racist versus a little bit not, or a little bit like objectifying
homophobic,
versus like not at all. Yeah, it's like it's giving those big names.
But it's also other things. Like this man said, oh, I'm not religious. I like to say faith instead of religion. But then he said, I go to church every week, and I prefer a partner to do the same. You're religious. Yeah. You're religious as hell.
And so I feel like having a difference of religion, like, aspect of, like, the world and life, like, they are just ignoring all red flags, like, all of them. Like, they're acting like it's a parade. Yeah.
To the point where I wonder what, like, I remember thinking about, like, why is she taking him in? It's like, and I was looking at, like, the Reddit forums, like, but they have such good chemistry. I'm like, but what does chemistry matter if you disagree on, like, fundamental issues?
If you can't even agree on how you view the world, you don't have good chemistry. I don't know what their definition of chemistry is. But then this is also, like, a very white people thing. Like, I saw someone recently, it was probably on TikTok, because why wouldn't it be, but someone was just like, I'm realizing that white people date just like it's a hobby, like they get married just off of vibes, because it is this is a whole vibe. They don't agree on anything, but they're still gonna do it, and they both are like conventionally attractive white people, so everyone is just lying about the chemistry here. It's not that. It's just you were programmed to think these people look like they belong together, therefore should.
Yeah, they look like a couple like the couple you see on a little white TV show. So it's
cookie
like
cutter. It's Barbie Ken all day, every day. Like, it's sad that they have those types of things where they feel like they have to kind of like conform to like whatever societal like ideology is like the norm. But I just don't see it. I feel like this, the honeymoon is going to go crazy. Like they're going to be in some deep water, or they're going to be so like blanketly passive about things and then just say no at the altar. I don't have any confidence in them at all.
I predict that the honeymoon's going to be actually smooth sailing. It's when they meet the families. It's when everything's going to turn up. Because then we're going to revert to how we were actually raised and what we actually feel about how we want to raise children. Like, this is the thing. It's like raising children and having completely different worldviews. Would you be okay with your child having that other opinion, or just wanting to say, I'm going to stay out of it, but say whatever they want behind closed doors, because you know that's what they're doing. But then it's like, this is why it feels like white women who claim to be allies, like, we don't trust, because you have no skin in the game. You do actually have skin in the game as a white woman. Your reproduction rights are also getting taken away, but you guys act like you have no skin in the game, which is wild.
Right. And then we have two relationships in this thing where they talk about politics, and apathy is like at the very top of how they explore all of it. It's just kind of like, that's just such a surreal thing. But also it reminds me of like how, like I mentioned to you, Nicole, like I live in New York. I live in like that liberal bubble that people talk about, and stuff like this. I'm like, you know, and I'm gonna stay right in here, girl. I don't need to be out there.
Yeah. No.
I mean, they out there too, because the Bens, they get some kind of come up with a TV show. Mm-hmm. They move.
That's true.
Like,
they be coming here. They do just try the fuck out of it.
So
love this is that women are the ones who feel like they are forced to settle, but the men already feel an inflated sense of selectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And how, and I would literally on a show like Love is Blind.
I feel that so hard. Like literally, even the way that the edits go, it's always like the guy has the decision at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? He's picking between two girls. Like, she might be, but it doesn't give the same like pedestal, I feel like, with the edit. As like, okay, the girl can now decide which heart she's going to break as often as it does with the man being in the web or whatever. So I'm like, I wish that they would make that a little bit more consistent throughout, like at least like same, but it does feel like it's kind of overwhelmingly patriotic, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't like that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It always sets us up for the heartbreak. You know, or to look like the bitch, like they look like they make look like she's being like bitchy for having options, or were the ones that are getting heartbroken by the dude. Yeah. It's never like, okay, she's standing in her truth, or she's powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that happens this season. Like, I think that we see a lot of that with the love triangle between Madison, Mason, and Alex, where I feel like people keep flopping about, like, is Madison a manipulator? Is Alex a manipulator? And it's like, or this is a very weird environment to date. And, like, and she had different feelings for two different guys. And, like, we'll get to it, because it was also very weird how hard he caved for his bro. I was like, okay.
Very. I'm so glad you said that. I felt like that too. I was just like, why does he care so? Why is
he's a good guy?
Madison, bye.
I believe it.
Me too. Yeah, that's how we're all set up.
Gives bye too. So I was just like,
yeah. It's actually in her Instagram story that I pulled here, because she was asking or answering people's questions. Mm-hmm. And she said that she did come out to guys in the pods, and they were all very accepting. So I guess she was not talking to Devin.
Yeah.
That was so wild to deal with, like the way that he received her, basically like being vulnerable and telling him that she's been battling with identity and things like that. But I just felt like he was really like, okay, so what are you trying to say? I'm like, she has said it like three different ways. Like, what?
Was confused.
And it's just so jarring, because it's like he says that he was dealing with addiction to ibuprofen, Advil, okay, or whatever. And she's like, I have had dalliances with women. He's just like, I was like, that's a irk. But these are all very churchy people. That's the other thing too.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't, you know me, I'm an oddball. I didn't grow up in the church like that, even though I went to Catholic school, but my parents were not very religious growing up. So like, I just didn't ever grow up with like that element to it. So then they're talking about like, and I was praying and they put hands on me, and I'm like, okay. And then like, and then I'm just like, not in a negative way, but it's just like, you're saying all this stuff about how like it touches you. She brings up her sexuality in this very vulnerable way, because obviously she's also a church person. Yeah. And the instant like is exactly what Sarah to that point was thinking about when she talked about why she has a relationship with church that's negative. Like that's all connected.
The way men will be begging, crying, throwing up for you to accept them unconditionally. And the way she thought, oh, this went so well, let me also be vulnerable for you. And he shut that door. He said, I mean, I'm not shutting the door, but I gotta think about it. I was like, this is why women don't need patience with men. Drop them at a dime. Because they will do it to you. This was crazy. But let's get back.
Yeah.
Because Devin and Brittany, they had a close connection. Brittany.
They were so cute. Like,
I love her so much.
It's crazy. They both vibed about basketball. They both
so cute, so pretty. They literally. Mm-hmm. Every box checked. I couldn't believe that her having bi curiosity was like
a deal breaker.
Right.
Like, that's right. Put on that Brittany Griner suit, babe.
She got the suit on to help that man.
She, I was like, that's right. I just, you know, I was just like, I was so excited to see like this dark skinned, visibly, unambiguously black woman be like athletic and forward and like have like be so affectionate, and then to see something so shallow, in my opinion, obviously shallow, be used as a buffer between her and potential joy. If this doesn't cause some people to actually reflect on themselves, that would be the best case scenario. People should really reflect on how they have allowed their biphobia to stop them, their homophobia, from beating someone who is really their match, because Devin did that.
I mean, what do you think it is, though? Like, do you think that he's, like, scared that she would leave him for a girl? Like, do you think that maybe his ego, you know, can't take the possibility? Like, I've always I mean, I have a lot of like guy friends. Like, I have like four brothers, no sisters. So I've always attracted male personal friends, like deep connections. And they all seem fine.
I think he was hesitant because he also was like, so are you still attracted to women or not? I think it was a little bit of like, I can't fulfill that thing that another woman can. And I think for men, it's either two ways. It's like either they're, yeah, they're sexualizing, which I'm very curious about Madison's experience saying that they were accepting is like, okay, were they accepting or were they sexualizing you? Because you also had some sexual chats. But also, yeah, I think it was that. And she had to say, I'm monogamous. If I'm with you, I'm with you. I do think us bisexual, pansexuals, we are not for the insecure. You have to be pretty secure with yourself to be in relationship with us. But also for me, as a bisexual woman watching Brittany talk, I was like, there are some red flags here. Because she starts off and she said, well, I was in this relationship with this young lady. And I was like, man, we grown.
I
We
know.
grown. What are you
Young
talking about? It was
lady, her uncomfortability with, because she said she had never really talked to anyone in this way before, which I don't think is like, I don't feel like she was intentionally trying to wave a red flag as much as she didn't really know how to explain her sexuality to someone on national TV, and she ain't never done it before. Not only do you know that you're doing this for the first time, you know that everyone in the world about to see this. But I
But
think
it's
that
not
she
the
was being
first
more
time.
intentional.
Quiet.
Not
That's the
that it's
thing.
not the first time that she's been with a girl. I'm just saying like that she's had to like
Explain.
claim this is who I am to someone. I feel like maybe like with labeling, like people can get really trapped and kind of confined. She just been living her life up until now, but she bringing it up saying like, okay, like I've been with women, I feel like you should know that since we have, you know, a deep connection or whatever, but I've never really had to put a label on it. I've just been out here doing what I like, loving human beings, like, you know, kind of going about my day. But when I think about marriage, it's always been painted, you know, with a man because that's how I was. That's how I was raised, which I feel like that is a very common thing,
But
like
it's
for
also like
women,
not a
you
good
know.
thing. Like, also, no one wants you to marry them because it feels like what you should do, which honestly was kind of the red flag for me just hearing Brittany is that, well, yeah, I had these like relationships with these young women, but I always knew like this is what I want to marry a man. But it's like, why? If you have relationship with women and in that past, she doesn't even call that girl an ex-girlfriend. Like she's so avoidant with labels, and it's like labels. Like some people can be restricted by labels, but it's like it's also just feeling confident in you and like what you are and able to pronounce that. The fact that she's really struggling in this conversation, I'm like, I don't know where she is in her journey, but I also would be like, you might still need to work some things out.
I think she does, and I think
Exactly.
that, like, you know, because we talk about compet and like a lot of what she was saying felt that way. I think that also, I wonder why. I wonder if it was almost like what do they call it? A call to help, like a call for help. Because I wonder why is this and that you think that you need to like confess to someone in order to be in a marriage with them if you've always seen yourself ending up with a man. You know what I mean? If you've always seen yourself hanging out with being with a man, why did it be like I've once or twice been intimate with the women with women. I have some attraction to women. To me, I think if that I think in a certain way it was almost her dealing with the seriousness of that and using it as an avenue to deal with it because I think that she hasn't really dealt with it. I think that we, you know, we there's a sense of treating bisexuality, pansexuality as almost juvenile, like, oh yeah, you experiment in
Like you
college or
don't
you
know
do a
what you
little thing
want.
and then you figure it out along the way. And I think that can be people's experience. I think experimentation is its own thing. But I think that from that conversation and the reaction that she got from him, I think it clicked something in her brain of like, regardless of if I of how I would label myself, I do want to be with someone who would be comfortable on that journey with me. And I think that what we saw was almost her, you know, they think they tell like when your egg gets cracked, when you're like, as a trans person, it's like, I think it was kind of a little bit of awareness of like, I don't know what I am label wise, but I know that whatever I am, I want the person that I'm with to not shrink
to be
away.
Okay. Exactly.
From that. And I think that's what she was kind of coming to. And I think, you know, like I said, like, as someone who hangs out with queer people, is bisexual, like, these are not new things for me at my big age, but that's not everyone's experience. And I'm using this show and this demographics as a way of saying, you know what, people have to go through it their own way. And if her going on this show will allow her to meet the stud that's about to just rock her world.
Yeah.
And then also, what you guys said earlier, I literally wrote down in my notes that Brittany and Devin are actually very similar. Because yes, Devin might have blocked his blessings by being biphobic and not being accepting of Brittany, but Brittany is probably also blocking her blessings by saying, all I want to do is marry a man. Your wife could be out there. No,
I hear
it could have been Virginia.
I just feel like that went really, like, I wish that Devin would have been more understanding that she was at least trying. Like, she wasn't going her normal route of being like, you know what, I'm just going to be whoever this guy needs me to be. Because it seemed like she had, you know, she was kind of experimenting with being in the closet and out of the closet, depending on which person she was with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she's just like, well, if you're going to be with me, then I want you to know this is where I feel like I am. I'm still trying to kind of figure out how to explain it. I'm not necessarily comfortable with labeling, which is obvious based off of the word choices that she was using. I know a lot of people that just aren't comfortable saying, hey, I'm a lesbian or whatever. Yeah. And I don't feel like that's necessarily a red flag as much as they just don't. They don't really identify as that. You know what I'm saying? Like, or there's not necessarily a word for what they would consider themselves to be. So I feel like it's could be both, but more so with her being like earlier in her process, it's even more experimental. And it's even more like, okay, do I want to define myself on this national program and then have to be like that forever? People are very unforgiving when it comes to sexuality. So I feel like, yeah, she was a little bit tiptoey, but I don't feel like it was because she was being unintentional.
Talk about Virginia, because Virginia was not in the game, y'all. He was absolutely counting her out. Mm-hmm. And then when that happened with Brittany, first of all, he grilled Virginia. He said, is there anything I need to know?
Yeah, he was like, it's like, have you touched a titty once? You got to tell me now.
Virginia's like, do I have to beg for you? She literally said that. He's like, not beg, but it's like he was shook because Brittany was his number one. And then did y'all catch in the men's quarters when he was talking to another man? He was like, yeah, I have two options. One, I mean, something came up and I don't know. He's like, I'm going to propose no matter what. That man said, I'm going to propose no matter what. He didn't even have the option of, I'm just going to leave single after this. And you know what, princess, this made me think of? This made me think of, because we talked about Sex in the City and Just Like That. That made me think of that Sex in the City episode where someone explains to Carrie, men are like taxis.
When their light is on, they're ready to go. That was Miranda said that, taxi captain. Miranda said that, season one.
This man said, I'm leaving here with something.
I love that.
Denzel. I'm leaving with something. Somebody.
Right. I'm from Ronda Way.
I'm leaving with a woman. Again, it's the illusion of options.
Again.
Virginia is a beautiful. Okay. I was like, girl, why are you here?
Because these men ain't shit.
That is true. That is true. But I'm like,
she says she can hurt a lot.
Yeah. You know what I think, though? And I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad if Virginia is one of those women who are here for the clout so she can be on a TV show. Some sports guy who is pro watching it, he's like, I like that one. And then getting that DM, and she upgrade. Like, I
let her get her Meghan Markle up. Because
she's not out on is her DM's about to be full.
Period.
And she's a doctor, isn't she? Like a nurse?
Yeah, she has her doctorate. Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
She got a doctorate. Yeah, Devin, you were worried about other women with Brittany, but look at Virginia too. Like,
you're about to be terrified.
You're about to be stressed out. Okay.
Between the press, the dimples, the body, like, girl, you had problems regardless.
Devin, I don't know. I'm not sure about him. In the trailer, he also asks someone, why do you need a prenup? This doctor needs a prenup, Devin. You sign whatever this beautiful woman gives you. Hello. Okay?
Sign it twice.
All right. So our next peeps, Madison. Oh, Madison. Ugh,
sweet, sweet baby girl.
So I got more info on Madison because she wrote this in a comment that she's a Pisces moon, Libra rising, Gemini Venus.
It tracks.
Tracks.
What's Alex, her sun?
She is a Leo.
My people. That makes 1,000%. That checks out so well.
Yeah, for sure. Because
she was chatting. She was chatting her whole life.
Chatting, being steamy, and then just being like, are you for me, are you not? Alex, the one who talked about his past being bullied before his glow up, I guess, is a Taurus. And then we have Mason,
who also a Taurus.
Is also a Taurus.
Astrology is not a lie, guys. Astrology is real.
Glow up, I guess, is hilarious.
No, the cut they had when he's like, I asked a girl to go out with me and she laughed in my face. And then the cut to the singing, I was like, that is diabolical work.
Diabolical.
Yeah. I mean, he does give, like, I grew up singing concert choir alto with my family. Like, he doesn't really give, like, that he has any sense of, like, mysteriousness to him or anything that Madison would really want. That's why I was like, okay, what is she even doing with Alex? Like, I felt like Alex was almost like a projection for her. Like, she felt like she needed the good guy or whatever he was giving. Like, but it was just so contrasting to who I feel like she was. And then Mason,
me too.
I don't know what he was doing. Like,
he was horny because like, he and Joe Rogan podcast Meg were like this. I was like, that's your wife, dog.
Yeah.
I don't know why you playing these horny games, but then she had nipple piercings.
Exactly.
I was like, dog, come on.
Right. And then he ended up with nothing. Rightfully so. Because if you're trying to go for everybody's stuff on the table, sometimes you end up with shit that ain't yours and you end up with really just nothing. Like, I just couldn't even believe that he overextended himself so hard for what? Like, Meg was already perfect for you. You're giggling, you're laughing, everything is great. Like, you and Madison didn't even really have that genuine of connection. It was all physical to me. Like,
first of all, I think Mason will probably bounce back. Like, I don't think Meg really wanted to say no, but we'll see. But my theory, everyone wants what they can't have. The reason why Madison wanted Alex is that every time she brought up a red flag, he was rightfully like, huh.
Yeah.
You gotta think about that. And all of a sudden, she wants to prove something to him. She's like, look, I had to deal with my parents.
That's
not
the Leo.
Being I'm hyper independent, da da da. He's like, yeah. I don't have to, like, understand.
There is nothing.
I can deal with that. Everyone has problems. I just don't know if I can deal with your problems. Which I think people did not like that Alex was like that. But that's, like, literally what we're doing here, guys.
Right. Well, I also feel like there is nothing sexier to an avoidant personality than someone who don't want you right away. You're like, oh, word. We can make this work. That is avoidant, like,
I'm screaming.
Yes.
They're like, you're avoiding me? I'll also avoid you.
Exactly.
Come back here.
And everyone wanted to act like, oh, Alex just learned attachment styles and thinks he knows anything. No, Alex did not sit there and say, I'm secure attachment. Almost no one's a secure attached person. Alex said, I'm an anxious attached person. You're avoidant. I've been with someone who's hardcore avoidant. And guess what? Anxious and avoidance, they love each other because they get to just trigger each other over and over and over again. And that is just, Madison was like, now I have something to prove. That person in your past wasn't healed. Madison, are you?
I know. I don't think there was a, I don't think Madison, neither Madison or Alex Cavill is. Like, I think they were both just being very true to who they were. I think also, the big thing that I think F's me up with Love is Blind and why I could never be on the show, because I couldn't tell everybody my whole life business within 2 weeks. No, it's going to be presented out to the universe. And she was dumping everything on the table. And I'm like, sis.
Oh, my God.
Leave something for yourself.
She had a dump truck.
Leave some mystery.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's also a sign. I am a person like that. I be very open about all the things I'm going through. And it's like, because it's just... That's just her reality. She's like, it is what it is. I be losing mad people. My parents are addicts. It is what it is. Like, and you can tell she's still dissonating a lot because she's like, I've overcome so much. I'm fine. Almost, she's almost always screaming, I'm fine, after dropping the most traumatic stuff. Yeah. And it's like, you're not. And that's why Alex is actually
it's
very
like
worried
that little,
about
Yeah, it's like that little meme with the guy that's in the room that's on fire.
Yeah,
it's like,
fine.
This is fine, everything's fine. Like, that's her whole entire shebang. Like, she, every time, I mean, heartbreaking things. Like, she's saying, and I'm just like, she got me thinking about my own life.
Right.
And so I can't even imagine how Alex is feeling, because he's been in a bubble, it seemed like, his whole life. You know, he's been bullied, he's been the underdog and everything like that. So he thinks that his version of life was hard until he meets somebody like Madison. It's like, man, like, actually... eating in the bathroom wasn't really that bad. You know, like, I feel like I'm okay.
I do want to give him credit for it, because I don't think everyone would have this reaction. His big thing is, how, if I'm going to be your partner, can I help you? And she gives him nothing. Mm-hmm. And this is where I already need, like, a short about things that I've learned in therapy and what my partner does for me when I'm dissociating. It's like, your partner can help you by... getting you back to the present, like asking, where are you? What state? What city? What time is it? Who are the people now in your life who loves you?
Yeah.
And like doing that, and then also instead of going into
like
the
grounding.
Hyper independence, exactly, being a grounding person, but she couldn't even like reach for that, which shows me it's like, you might not know what you actually need, therefore you can't guide a partner to also be there for you, therefore we're gonna be two hot messes.
Right, hot mess tour together.
Flaming mess. Yeah. It was like, and I'm so glad that Alex knew that and jumped out of the way.
If anything, he should have jumped out sooner. That was my only thing about him. I was like, I don't know why you let it go on for this long. When she gave you the barely in, you should have been like, okay,
right.
I have to tell her no.
When he got that barely in, he was like, this is my child. This is my child.
Hey,
like,
he
showed that
thing
to everyone.
Mason was upset.
Mason was so upset. He was like, oh, no. And Mason, yes, he was so into Meg. He talking about, oh, the pyramids. How did that happen? Why, when white people have a conspiracy, it's never about their own stuff.
Right.
Talk about Stonehenge. Why are you on our pyramids?
Yeah, leave them shits alone. Who built them? Labor. Human labor. Human labor built the fucking pyramids. Like, get out of here.
Y'all always want to start a rumor
so hilarious.
Just to have an excuse to invade somebody.
Green tablets of whatever the fuck. I was like, is that a Pokemon card? What are you talking
about? Mason was wild, though. Mason, also, I did want to say this. He flat out told Madison, when they were talking about who they would be in a love story, he flat out said she would be the misunderstood villain.
Yeah. That's his fetish.
Yeah. But he gives her, like, the Harley Quinn edit. You know, he wants her to be his, like, you know, horrible... like twisted princess that he gets, like, you know, even the Halloween questions he asked her, like, a million Halloween questions, like,
I
what would you dress
to bring
up as
up.
What's
that
it's like, what's his obsession with Halloween, what's going on with that, you know?
He wants to know if you're hot or not. Are
exactly.
you the type of girl
right.
who dresses up sexily, or the girl who is like doing the nerdy stuff. And Madison said, I can do all. I'm a Leo. Like, give me a costume. I will kill it. Meg also answers, like, he's literally just sussing out, like, sexual things.
Yeah.
And then, oh, my God. Him and Meg. First of all, Meg, I don't think I have a picture of her. I forgot. But Meg, girl.
Joe Rogan fan.
Also, yeah. Let's talk about the film conversation, princess.
Girl.
So, this man, Mason, is like, I love her.
Damn.
I couldn't stand the message of her when it came out. I still look at Joaquin Phoenix sideways because of her.
Of that?
I was like, red flag. And the fact that Meg was on that, and then he was like, yeah, you're like the woman voice in my head, so she's not a person.
Terrible. Mm. Well, what gagged me is what she said, that I like it when people like underground movies like Moulin Rouge. I was like, girl,
if you
don't get out of my head. Like, I love Inception. Inception is your favorite movie. Get out! I was triggered. Sorry, I yelled too loud. I'm so sorry.
I do like Inception, though. I like Inception. I love our Elliot Page in there.
Yeah. Yes. Love I like Inception too. I saw it in theaters. I like Nolan, but to act as though like that's an unpopular opinion, as if she said something that was like avant-garde.
Right.
I was like, girl, hop into Eimer won last best picture last year. Like, what do you? No.
She
what are we
threw
doing?
Herself For sure. on the For sure. ottoman.
The ottoman.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I was like, girl.
You know what? Inception. I would not throw myself on an ottoman over Inception. But Lil Wayne's music video where he does the Inception premise.
That was good. 6 foot 7.
I still play that. I still play that. Yeah. I'm like, I love it. I love it. Now, Meg, though, she has some intuition because Mason said, oh, every time I leave the pods with you, I'm confused. Her face drops. But she wants to be the cool girl, which I think there's multiple women in this cast who wants to be the cool girl to their detriment. That she's like, well, let me keep confusing you. But she knew that meant you're not my number one.
It's disrespectful. Again, it's the illusion of choice. He's like, I got two women. I can just have whatever. And I don't think, like, the women view each other as competition so readily, but the men don't think that. They think, no, I got my own. You got.
Also, what do you think of Madison? Okay, I think she was a little hypocritical. I think she got a little bit controlling and wanted to, like, steer this ship because Mason always had another option. She has two options. And she kept saying, you know, I'm not worried. I don't care. But in the same sentence, you're also telling Mason how this other woman feels about him. You're not even letting him, like, naturally come to the conclusions he needs to. She's talking about, well, this other woman is just like all you. And he's like, well, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. And, you know, this other guy, he's validating me. And he thinks, oh, wow, I'm going to lose an option if I don't validate her. He validates her. And then she's like,
Actually,
and it's like, girl, we didn't have to do all that.
And then he should go back and tell Megan that he
she
validated
her. Megan to have him either. Like,
yeah, that was so, there was a lot going on. And even when she was explaining it to Ben, it was like she was trying to have him be upset with her about how he handled it just because he was confused because she was being confusing. I mean, Alex, Alex, she tried to make Alex feel bad because he could see where both of them were kind of having, like, you know, marks missed. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, shut down on him about it. And I'm like, Madison,
like, if I give her, like, good faith, I think that she was like, I think that it's kind of effed up that you're going to say that you're committed to me, but then backslash and then go to your backup plan and not be committed to her from the get-go.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, but this is, it is kind of a game show. It's not game show, but it is a game show, right? And it's like, you don't get to, like, play chess master emotional pieces and then be upset when you didn't, when it didn't pay off. Like, because the reality is, if you hadn't said anything, Meg may have said yes to Mason.
Right.
Because he wouldn't have incepted doubt
right.
into her brain about how the hierarchy was. She'll find out in the edit. She'll find out in the cut. And I feel like that's the thing that I think people need to realize is that, like, there's no point in going in this back and forth with everybody, because you will find out in a year when the edit comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go trying to play these little games will only pass on your face, because everyone will gossip. Everyone will say this and say that. You know, Dave will get his when the edit is released. You know, like,
for sure.
You can't manipulate that. Like, even if you mean well, it doesn't come across that way, because it's like, it's a love square. It doesn't make sense.
She was trying to give some advice to Meg. She said, at that point, Madison said it was a toss-up between the men that she was with, so this hasn't happened yet. And what she needs to make a decision was for them to say, you're my girl. One of them to say, you're my girl. Then, in the same scene, she turns to Meg, who's like, yeah, I'm also getting my head because everyone's feelings is involved. She said, don't let someone else's feelings make you decide how you feel. Madison, that's exactly what you did, though. You were like, I'm between these two men. They're basically a toss-up. I just need one of them to pick me. You literally to pick me. So both men, I guess, are kind of picking you. And then you're going to tell the other girl who is, like, kind of in the same thing of, like, but you shouldn't think of the other people's feelings.
It's really interesting to watch how their whole thing played out versus Molly, Lauren, and Dave. Because I feel like Molly and Lauren, as messy as that whole thing was, ultimately I think they handled it in the much better way of actually sitting down together, having a conversation, comparing notes. And Lauren chose DeLulu. However, I think Molly handled it very classily. And I felt like, Dave's also Aries. I bet it's March. And she's a Sagittarius. Oh, she invited. They're both going to be trouble.
Yeah,
they are. Crazy people.
Her dress, though, like this pink magenta dress, she was giving him curves, body.
Everything.
Like that.
She was so good.
The booty was sitting. I was like, yes, girl. If you're going to get proposed to, make him, like, drag him to the earth. I loved it.
She looks so good.
She looks so good.
Yeah, triangle. Dave's a weirdo. Dave had put everyone on the back foot. He's the one who's leading with uncomfortable questions. Molly claims she didn't get one of those the first time, but he was making fun of women's ages and looks, and Dave looks like Dave. So, and then this is another story of how the nice girl, like being the quote-unquote cool girl, actually, doesn't get you very far. Because I feel like Meg was also the cool girl. She was still down to take back Mason if that little bisexual didn't open her mouth.
You see how we do it?
That little bisexual was like, no, man. This man gets no punani.
Right. Because he doesn't deserve. Right.
Molly. Molly
also
is
a Sag.
Also a Sag.
This is
Molly
crazy.
Is that Catholic girl? If she can, that Irish Catholic, anything green she mentioned,
girl.
And
her fake ass Gaelic tattoo. I was like, girl, that don't even. I was like, girl, that is fake as fuck. Like, you know, my wife side is Scots Irish. I was like, girl, that's not what that means. That's from a liquor bottle. Like, you lying.
Yeah.
You lying on your people
screaming.
Right now.
That's hilarious.
She's never had a boyfriend before, apparently. So that is interesting. And yet she also, is this the one where Dave said he cheated before and Molly said she was the other woman?
Yes.
Yes.
I imagine her freak perfectly.
Oh my God.
That's why I said, I was like, hey, cheaters, they need love too, but why can't it be with someone who was the other person or a cheater too?
That's exactly what didn't work out.
Oh my God. His lead up to it was what made me laugh the most, because he was like, I don't even think that it's that important. Like, he said something like that.
No.
And I was, and then when that followed, because I watch stuff with captions.
Me too.
So I had already saw it at the bottom, and I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, wow. And I was waiting for Molly's reaction to be like, yeah, that's actually really important. And I don't even know why you would say that. But instead, it was very pacifying, very like, oh, girl, me too. And I was just like,
let's go. Let's go. But guess what? This is another sign. Back to what Devin did to freaking Brittany. These men can do wrong. You can't. Because in the end, when he's wanting a wife, he goes for the teacher, the safe one, the one that he's like, oh, he was talking to Molly about, oh, our schedules probably line up. I do like a woman who has her own thing. And for whatever reason, Lauren, baby girl, she's like let slip some of her perspectives because Lauren's like, oh, yeah, me and my friends got the fuck the patriarchy tattoo. But the conversation ended there. Since then, she is chasing Dave down, knowing Molly is into a Molly whisper. Do you think Molly knew, first of all?
I do, personally. I know that she was saying she thought it was, Sarah?
Yeah.
Or who?
She thought it was Sarah. I don't know why or how long Sarah was probably talking to Dave, but Sarah was like, leave me out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know
if that tracks. I feel like she knew and she was kind of trying to parade a little bit and got caught and embarrassed and then had
to backtrack. Honestly, she was right, though.
She was not lying.
Dave made it seem like she was like, oh, so you're breaking up with her. If you ask me what kind of ring I want, we're basically married. Don't bring that ish over here if you're still talking to another little girl.
Listen, it was so, like, I'm in between about if she knew now because I don't know if she's a Sagittarius. I'm like, it could be a
messy.
They're messy people. But now it's sad on sad islands with an Aries in the middle. This is the fact that there was not on the floor. We really made it.
This is the messiest trio to ever do it.
Fire sign peakiness.
And she also knew that Molly was with Dave too. And everything
that
she over here. Yeah, she over here on the couch trying to see what is going on too. So that's another layer of messiness because why wouldn't she say, hey, actually it's not Sarah, it's me. And I would wish you could shut the fuck up a little bit about stuff because I don't want to hear it. But she didn't. She was very passive, very, I would rather have this information.
I don't know. I wouldn't give Molly the benefit of the doubt. She was obviously lost in the stars. I could admit, I think she was probably so blinded of, like, we're so obviously in this together and getting married. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really caring about much, and Lauren's over here like, I'm gonna talk to this man, and she put that on the table. She said, look, I'm only into you, and this girl's saying this, and he said, well, I don't want to be in the girl drama. Dave, you are the drama.
He's the drama. Electric chair.
How
she get that responsibility back onto them was such a red flag. She said, this isn't girl drama. This is us figuring out who's getting married.
Right.
When he said that, she should have booked
it. I genuinely feel like if Lauren had not called him out in that moment, he would have ended up with Molly. Like, that is my conspiracy take. Because I just feel like Lauren was, like, the good girl that he was kind of chatting with. But I think knowing that Molly was out there gossiping turned him off, and that's why he picked Lauren. I think that he saw that as girl drama, and he didn't want to be a part of it. And so he took that chance to, like, reshot things. Because when Molly came back in to talk to him about it, he was like, well, I thought, and I just said that we're not going to be together. You didn't say shit. You did not say a single thing. And it's like, we can all see, like, we can go back and see the clip of him saying, like, you're my number one pick. It's there. People found their receipts. And I think the fact that, like, I just saw on TikTok earlier that, like, Molly, Lauren, a few other people, and Vanessa, the pretty black girl that we don't actually see in the pods, are all hanging out. I'm like, that at least is a good sign that they at least all liked each other in the end versus you, Dave.
This guy, if you remember also, he was talking wild stuff with Molly, and Molly was still
OnlyFans,
because this man said, my parents raised me to have integrity, and I didn't always have that. and I'm trying to work on it. Molly brought up that integrity thing later, and he was like, whoa, what did you just say about me not having integrity? And then when she was like, but you're working towards it, he's like, oh, yeah. And it's like, he forgot he ever
said that.
Exactly.
To me, the part that got me is when he was like, you know, I read, but I don't comprehend. I was like,
he's like, I read so fast with these white women. Cause yeah. You're like, I'm a teacher. I'm a reading teacher. Remember? He's like, I forgot. I could read you. White ladies, you have, get some more hobbies, please. Like, you must not have some hobbies, because the way you are ready to take on a man as a project. And also, I wonder what Lauren's politics are, because Molly and Dave did get into that. And
right. Boring as fuck. Like,
my parents have different politics, you know, so I don't believe we have to agree. And Dave's like, yeah, I don't like taxes or big government, but Democrats have bigger hearts. And it's like, again, we're talking about these very real things, white people, like it's just sports. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, this affects how people live, and y'all are not on the same planet as us.
It was just like, it's just, I think it's very frustrating. Like, I would honestly prefer if they just said, I'm a Republican. At least say what you is. This whole, like, right. Flippity-floppity, I don't really have opinions.
Fiscally Republican, but socially a Democrat. That's their astrology.
Yeah. Reaganomics is their astrology. Yeah, they're like, oh, economics, girl. We gonna fetch that down. Shit.
I'm a pro-choice moon.
It's still rising. I can't wait to see how it turns out, girl. I cannot.
Oh,
wait.
Man.
To watch the rest of
the like,
yeah.
Six episodes of Pods. It better be worth it after all that for some drama, girl. We still haven't done the Instagram couple, but 5'8 King, who's like, yes. I'm 5'8. I'm like, shut up.
I haven't had a relationship in years because I'm 5'8". And I'm like, Daniel, that's not the reason.
That's not the reason.
Daniel?
That's not the reason.
That dress was giving, though. I didn't like that.
Oh, Taylor 8. She's beautiful. I love her energy. She's hilarious. Kind of casual. I love how she kind of just, like, makes him have to use his words. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, say what you feel. Okay. She's not giving him too much. Yeah, super in control of that whole situation. And he's just like lapdog, like, give me attention. And she's just like,
chill. He's not right now.
Yeah. That whole thing was really, I was not surprised that later we find out that it was like she seemed uneasy in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we found out that the social media thing was going on or whatever. I was like, okay, that's why she was giving kind of a little bit more like reserve. But
yeah. This is so interesting. Like, okay, let's talk about what they even bonded over in the pods, because it wasn't much. They bonded over Christmas. Wanting a family one day. And this is something that Daniel kept doing to her, which I don't even know if he's conscious of, but she said it really had an effect. One thing Daniel kept doing was painting a picture for her. I want my future, the mother of my kids, the mother of my kids' kids, Christmas. These are the decorations we'll have in Christmas. I was like, Daniel, I don't know anything about you. You keep painting this picture to her of the future, and it's a beautiful picture. Who's not going to love it? If you love Hallmark movie, Christmas movies,
right.
You're down for Daniel, because that's all she's giving.
Because Daniel, you're right, he doesn't have much, like, of a personality as much. Like, it's just very, it's giving golf course guy with a beer, you know? Like, and even his hyper-focus on his height, like, it doesn't show that the depth is like, okay, well, maybe I might not be good at relationships, or maybe I might not know how to court women, or whatever, you know, might be the inadequacies. It's like, no, it's my height. It's like, I know a lot of people that are 5'6", 5'7", even, that are married with children.
Yeah.
So,
any math,
I don't feel like
lesbian, the mass lesbians be down bad and short.
Hello.
They always be in a relationship, okay? They ain't hurting.
Period.
Yeah, this is why I don't believe in short kings, because every man I've known who's been like 5'8 or under is a bad person in the sense of like very insecure, very emotionally avoidant. Like, that's to all monarchs. Like, be a good person, dude.
Now, here's one thing, though. And this is, like, we have to criticize the film industry once again. Because Taylor was trapped the minute this man dropped this line. Do you guys know what it is? She said, today I woke up and I was very, very worried about my sick dad. Maybe that I would have to leave here and da da da. Daniel said the most perfect thing that will make any woman think about it. He said, even if you had to leave, I will find you. And I was like, and she was done. And she was done.
And she was like,
it's giving taken.
It's like, Liam, is that you?
And Liam. I'm like, Daniel, of course you would find her, because you already found her Instagram. I guess we leave these two at a cliffhanger. Uh-huh. I honestly didn't think about it until recently, but I'm pretty sure she continues with him.
Oh, yeah. You see a wedding clip of them in the preview. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm sure, like, if he did follow her on Instagram, and that's true, whatever, like, I wouldn't be surprised, because I'm sure people don't stop talking about that they all love us blood until they get in the pods. And then two, it's not that big of a place. Like,
yeah.
That, when you said that earlier, it made me kind of have a little bit more sympathy for him, because it's kind of like me being from Atlanta, like, it's very small and the lesbian scene is even smaller. So I could have followed you because I liked the video that you posted with your boo, and then unfollowed you because you got on my TL a little bit too much. Like, there's certain things that could have been into play. You know what I'm saying? Benefit of the doubt, of course, but it is
it's
a little bit
the disclosure
sus.
Part.
Super
we
sus.
Need to disclose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, also, Girly Pop, if you're going to claim that this man trapped you based off of the, was it Christmas
Miss
stocking
Carr?
You already had?
Yeah, that's too much. Well, I think that they need to be stricter about what they're allowed to share. Because if she's going to say that she, like, so do you share your first and last name? Do you share, like, if you're going
to
share
you
ages, last
to.
Name? If you're going to share all of that, then we have to stop being, like, love is blind. Because it's like, if they know your last name, if they know your age, they're all going to judge based on of that. Like, if you're giving too much information in the pods, like, and you live in a small area, chances of overlap are going to increase.
Yeah.
Like, Devin and Vanessa went to the same high school.
High school.
Virginia went to the same high school. Like,
she's
they must
five
have
years older.
Yeah. But they must have mutuals.
Or 5 years. That's what I was about to say. 5 years, like, what? Like, so I'm in middle school. Like, we knew all the high school people, especially the people that was fine.
I mean, we still got to do our beautiful black moment and our chaotic bi.
I know what the chaotic bi moment is.
I mean, there could be several. We got two bisexuals that we know of.
That's
true. I was just saying, like, Brittany, that was, like, the most chaotic of bi moments, period. Like, she over here, like, having a battle within her own brain with Devin on the bench, just hearing her go back and forth about herself.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was very chaotic. How it ended up ending was also a little bit chaotic. Like, it was just...
I loved it. That's my chaos. She said, I'm going to put on the headband, the pink blazer. I'm going to be stunned. He don't even know.
No. He going to find out. Right.
He will know when he sees this. Just how good I looked when I beat him to the punch and dumped him. He was like, I guess we're on the same page. Yes, because you immature.
Mm-hmm. Right. Period.
Yes, and that's something she said in a post interview, is that she viewed it as like, if you're going to act like that, then
good for her.
Good for her.
Sure. And it should always be that.
Well, now that I know that Madison is bisexual and you took the Britney stuff, her talking about pies on the thing, I was like, that is bisexual. I was like, she really did that shit on there. And Mason was like low key blushing. He was like, me too. I was like, girl, she got them. I respect her hustle though. Like I know people want to make her the villain. I don't think she's a villain. I think it's just like I think that this is a very emotionally immature program. And it brings out emotional immaturity because you have to like make a connection in 2 weeks among so many people.
Right. Honestly, Love is Blind.
It's disguised as mature.
Love is Blind is either, it's a crazy experiment, you're going to get married and find that the one, but it also brings out, and this is millennial, so Gen A, but it also brings out when the internet and chat rooms just got started. When you're anonymous, you just be saying wildest stuff.
Like, how old is Madison?
I don't know.
Because if she's 28, 27, that means she's Gen Z, girl. They cusping. Because Gen Z is like 96, technically, or whatever. Mm. But I would say, like, but I feel like that everything she was saying, it was going to be like, oh, yeah, this is chaotic. But she comes from a chaotic family, chaotic background. And I feel like that. And I feel like that was her chaotic bisexuality flex out. People were like, yeah, I know. I do this. I do that. I got walking around like, oh, guess what? I got my nipples pierced. Like, I just in front of you. You couldn't tell.
In this picture is probably the face he was making when she said that she was twerking. He just had this paste, like smile pasted on his face the whole time. He just couldn't.
Yeah.
Like,
and I will say,
actuation.
Mm-hmm. Netflix did Madison dirty. They did Madison dirty. They did easy pickings for the religious or the slut shamey ones because she talked about Chris. With Mason, and then with Alex, she's trying, she's like cuddling, and Alex is like, maybe we'll save that for like the honeymoon or something, and she's like, oh, okay. And that's also a little bit of her being avoidant, mm-hmm. of like, oh, you're not gonna give it to me, nah, you gonna give me that D.
Yeah,
it's a great social experiment to watch. I feel bad for the people who are in it, because all of this, like, as much as I'm lulling on them, I could not imagine doing all of this online and having to like people judge and critique, am I a villain, am I a narcissist, am I, you know, unless it's Dave, I'm like, I don't know, child, like that's a lot to put on a person.
What's our beautiful black moment?
In the fact that we weren't in Foolishness, I think is beautiful enough. Like, I got like
our bar can't be that low.
For all reality TV, I love Britney choosing herself. I also just loved her outfits. The baby doll, this one, I love this look.
8, 8, 8.
But then the shoes, because that's something, Jordan's always looking for the gay stuff.
I love those shoes.
Jordan was like, she gonna pair the dress with them shoes. She gay.
For sure.
I know she gay.
100%.
Yeah.
A loafer. We love a loafer.
Yeah.
Like, throw it on anything. She also was very tall. She looked like she's tall, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's just not a heels girly.
I think Devin even asked what position she played to suss out the height. That's what people said.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about no basketball. Jordan was explaining to me. Jordan was like, oh, she a guard? I was like, what
does that
mean?
Guard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was expecting her to say power forward or something because she looked tall. Like, I mean, power forward height is like, it's like a 4 and 5, the one that play down low. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The one that, the bigger ones, basically.
Yeah.
But she said combo guard, so that means she on the outside, like, handling the ball, which is crazy for her to be like, she looked like at least 5'9", 5'10".
That's what I thought.
Minimum. That's that's big for a guard, especially, you know, like you said, women height. Average 5'4". Even in sports, it's like that. So But I would say my beautiful black though is probably how good Devin and Virginia look together. I will say, like, when
they look very pretty
together, they look beautiful. I know that Devin, I hope that he can measure up to what I feel like Virginia
deserves
is. As a partner, she seems very in tune. I loved all of her astrological and energy references while everybody was talking. But they look great. I will say that. And the whole, she was a basketball cheerleader and his passion is basketball. That was very cute as far as like connection. She's watched a lot of ball, so I don't really feel like it would be hard for her to fit into his
the
world
one
in that
thing-
way.
The one thing I'll give Devin a plus for is that when Virginia was like, oh, I thought you guys would click because athletes, and he's like, I do like being with athletes. He also said, but you're an athlete. You're a dancer.
Yeah.
And was like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was very good of him. Yeah. She's like, thank you for acknowledging that.
Very, very quirky couples, very, very cool, entertaining. We had the, you know, the sexuality conversation. We had some, you know, trauma conversations. We had the avoidant versus, what was her
anxious
style of, like, there we go, anxious. So there was a lot of conversations that came up. Like, even when I was watching it, it, like, inspired me to ask questions, like, in my own relationship, you know what I'm saying? So I enjoyed it. Thoroughly. I did.
Where can people follow you?
Oh, y'all can follow me on Instagram at underscore the solar poppy, spelled like soul, like your soul. Also on Twitter, X, whatever, underscore Aunt BZ. And on TikTok, I'm just Sabaya Broderick. So yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Princess?
People can find me on YouTube, Princess Weeks. I'm also on Instagram as Princess Weeks and on TikTok as Princess Pendulum. And I'm on Blue Sky as Princess M Weeks, but I only put one S in it because it was a typo, but I kept it because it avoids spam accounts to fake me. So
got you.
And they have picked it up very well. I'm very ready to see the mess.
Well, I am your host, guys, Nicole Weaver. Please subscribe to Black by Reality. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate the podcast 5 stars and leave a review. I'm starting to get more in practice of talking about that. Also, I have been asked before if there's going to be a Discord. There is a Discord. So if you want to talk about Love is Blind, you can get in there. The link is going to be below. Princess and I are going to return to talk about the next drops of episodes. We'll see if we'll have any Love is Blind interviews. I put in the request. We'll just see. And other than that, I'm still talking about The Traitors Season 3, still having more guests. Quinn Martin from Big Brother 26 will be on to talk about Episode 9. I accidentally said it was last week, but it's all cool. And that's pretty much it until we have another Survivor season. We are weeks away from that. I cannot believe it. And yeah, that's it, guys. I reacted to our black women who are going to be in the new season, Star and Psy, I think it's short. So they seem really cool. I'm going to be rooting for them as usual. But other than that, guys, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.